Sports.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. We're live from the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center today. Hope you stop on by. Things will be going till 5 tonight here at the Civic Center, and it is a lot of fun, so come on by. We're going to be opening up those phones in just a little bit to talk about everything from hockey parents gone mad to a parent wanting football banned to a public defender for a woman with a $2.3 million estate. Yeah, I can't quite figure that one
They're
out.
They're all coming out of the woodwork
in
today.
In Findlay, North Dakota, a couple of stories we're following. Bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Bob Wiefeld about the USS North Dakota Committee. Judge Wiefeld is actually the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee. They need your help. And a $100 donation gets your name in the commissioning booklet. Up to a $5,000 donation gets you VIP access to the commissioning of the first ship with the name North Dakota on it. This one happens to be a submarine. But first time that's happened in 104 years. So it's time
to... Virginia class sub, which we had our sub expert on yesterday, didn't even know what they were. Well, that can't be an attack sub. And yeah, it's an attack sub. It's for the first Virginia class, and we've got it.
We've got it, exactly.
So the first Virginia class is USS North Dakota. Meanwhile, in Virginia, it's snowing like crazy. Any coincidence there?
I wonder. Maybe that's the reason it's snowing there, yeah. Speaking of which, that snow has disrupted our weekly conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who normally joins us for Talk Radio Town Hall on Thursdays. Wednesdays. He will join us tomorrow now in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow for that conversation because Washington, D.C. is emptying out right now, and they had to get him on a flight and had trouble getting flights, I guess, so it ended up being during the hour here. So if you're tuning in for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and there was a big vote last night in Congress on the debt ceiling. Congressman Cramer voted against raising the debt ceiling and has issued a statement about that. He did vote in favor of a separate piece of legislation, which was restoring the benefits that have been taken away from veterans as part of the budget fix. How in the world members of Congress can think taking anything away from veterans is a good idea? I have no idea, but they did.
That generally doesn't win you votes either when you do that.
Unbelievable. Why,
they're not thinking when they do that.
No,
they
of course
can't
not.
Be.
So anyway, they did vote to restore that last night. We'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that and more tomorrow. Also, Giving Hearts Day tomorrow. Big day where you can double your donation to worthy causes, and we'll be spending lots of time talking about that and many worthy causes all throughout North Dakota on tomorrow's program. In the meantime, we're talking about what's happening at the Agri International Trade Show, and Kyle Engelhardt is here from J&K Construction. How are you, Kyle?
I'm just fine. Having a great show today.
And I understand you have some very famous kids that folks may be familiar with, some really good athletes.
They are, yes. My four boys, they helped me build this business, and I got to give kudos to them, because without them, there would not be a J&K Construction.
How about that? Yeah. I know it's probably hard to pick your most famous son, but you have University of Mary three-time champ out there?
Three-time national champ, yep. I got to keep that one in. And, yeah, that was back in, like 7-8 years ago. But, yeah, he partnered with Milo Trussi out there, and we always got to bring that up. He's always top of the list for him, made the Hall of Fame out there. But, yeah, Jeremy Engelhardt, he's number one at Mary, I guess.
That's awesome, yeah. I know another Engelhardt. You ever eat at Taco Del Mar?
I have.
Yeah, a buddy of mine. Actually, I grew up with him in my small town, Minnesota. Pat Engelhardt runs Taco Del Mar restaurants here in Bismarck.
There you go. Been there. I frequent the place. We've been there a few times, and we just found out that I'm hoping someday I'll get to meet him.
Yeah, it's the same spelling and everything.
So that's right.
Must be some family connection there somehow. Maybe might get you a free taco.
There you go.
So let's talk a little bit about grain storage. What are you displaying here at the show?
All right. What I have here today, of course, we handle a couple of different brands. We have Westeel. We have Sukup brands of grain bins. We have the grain handler line of unload tubes. So what we're doing here, and what I just have to say is, you know, farmers are really intelligent with all the technology that's out. They just have the most difficult job, I think, of anybody, you know, to find out what crop they should go ahead and plant. And then on the marketing end of it, I mean, that's where I can help out, because if you market your grain right during harvest, when you have a lot of the grain, I mean, when you talk supply and demand, you're not going to get the greatest price for your product. So what I do is I help them sell the grain bin. I started off just setting up grain bins. I set up every brand out there. I know there's a ton of different grain bins. And after setting up all these bins, I guess I can say that, yeah, J&K Construction, now we're into the selling portion of it also. I know what the farmer, if he tells me how many bushels he wants, I can tell him that, yeah, this is the best bang for the buck. You make the most efficient use of the resources that you have. We've just been having a great past couple of years. We've about doubled our sales every year. Of course, the farming market is extremely strong, and just recently the crops have fallen off a little bit, so what we have to do is we have to help that farmer make sure that he can store that grain so when those prices go back up, they can profit from them.
Exactly right. And is business booming? I mean, is the storage because of the volatility in the price the way to hedge that a little bit?
Well, I have to say that this year started off a little bit slow, but after these two shows that I've gone to, I mean, it has really picked up. There is a definite interest. A couple of things that we're looking at this year, the size of bin, I think a lot of people are looking at corn, okay, as they have in the past, okay? And when you have corn, you need big storage, you need big air, you have to make sure that you get that that crop dried down. And
takes a lot of propane too.
It does take, yeah it does, okay.
As we've noticed.
Yeah. But where I'm at, we try and help that farmer out, you know, make sure that he can get that crop in condition so he can get the best price for that crop, okay? And some of the things that we do is that have been real popular this past year have been the stairways on the bins, so you can actually go up to the top of the bin and see what's going on there, whether you're filling or unloading also. We also have moisture and temperature cables. Moisture cables just came out this year, and when you take that grain in, you want to make sure it's at the proper moisture so you can get the premium dollar for your crop.
And you're going to pay for that bin and that extra storage, aren't you, if you do this right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we've had farmers already that have paid for their bin within a month, you know, and I've got some extremely, you know, good stories about that. But, yeah, sooner or later, if you're a farmer, you're going to build a bin. And you're either going to build it for yourself or you're going to build it for the elevator. And I guess what I'd like to see is have you build it for yourself so that, yes, every year you can market that grain, you know, and make sure that you get the profit from it.
And how do folks find out more about J&K Construction?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say one more thing, and I just want to let everyone know that farming is a very dangerous business. Okay, it's one of the dangerous businesses out there. And then with the most recent crop that we've had huge crops, we've had cold temps, we've got a lot of moisture in that grain. So farmers, please be aware out there that, yes, there is a chance of bridging of that grain. And when I say bridging, it means you can be unloading that bin, and all of a sudden nothing comes out of your auger. What happens is you're going to have to somehow break that up, okay? When it bridges, and I know there's just recently been an accident in my hometown of Napoleon, a real sad case, but it hit real, real close to me because it's just a few miles from my mother-in-law's place. Anyway, the grain did bridge. A young man was killed down there. So I have to say, please, especially this year, please be aware that, yes, this can happen. It's not a real safe thing to do to store that, to get that grain out of that bin. But I just can't stress enough, please be careful when you're unloading them bins. Make sure you go up to the top of that bin. Make sure that that grain is coning down to the bottom when you're taking it out. There could be some real trouble. I know that this year with that wet grain out there, I just don't want to have any more accidents happen.
Yeah, no kidding. Good advice. Yeah. We had a call last hour from Steele about an accident there as well.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely something to be concerned about. So
yeah.
Very good advice for folks.
Yeah.
J&K Construction, how do we find you?
J&K Construction. Our number is, we've got two numbers. Office number is 701-258-4525. Cell number, I've got that on 24/7, is 701-391-0797. We're right here in Bismarck. So if you need anything in the line of grain storage, grain bins, grain handling, hoppers, we handle it all.
And stop and see at the show. Where are you at?
We're on the west wall, okay? I believe it's booth number 350.
North building, west wall, exhibition
Correct.
Hall.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, do appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle Engelhart with J&K Construction with us today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. A couple questions we're tossing around today on our Facebook page. A Bismarck parent wants the school board to ban football because of head injuries. What's your response? Are you withholding the right for your kids to play football because of injuries? Most folks think this is crazy. And they also think it's crazy that the school board would be asked to ban it, saying if a parent doesn't want his child to play football, just don't have their child play football.
Nobody's forcing anybody to.
But believe it or not, that's before the school board. They're going to respond later this month. Another issue, breaking news out of Findlay, North Dakota today. Wealthy woman there, $2.3 million estate, accused of murdering her husband a few days ago, earlier in February, was deemed eligible by a judge this morning for a public defense. She's got $2.3 million. Now, her son had had her assets frozen, I suppose because he thinks his mom's obviously not capable of managing her funds. given the fact that she is accused of killing her husband, and you certainly feel for the family. But in this case, I can't believe a judge is going along with this. I'm flabbergasted that that's the case here. But want your take on those two stories today, and you can call us at 800-228-0550 about these or any other topics on your mind today, or go to our Facebook page and weigh in on those as well. Here's some comments we're getting on the public defense for the Finley woman. Unbelievable, says Shauna.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
Aaron says, didn't her children file to freeze her assets? Yes, they did, but again, the judge knows that. Bill says it's because her kids have had her assets frozen, so no choice but to use a public defender. I disagree. I think a judge has a choice there. You know, why wouldn't you use the funds? You're going to keep everything except what it costs to defend your mother here. Come on. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The question we ask, 800-228-0550. Connie in Minot wants to tell us what's on her mind. Connie, thanks for listening.
Isn't there some way that those children in Finley could do some kind of emergency conservatorship over that their assets and still pay for her lawyer?
I would sure think so. You know, again,
paying for it?
Yeah, I just...
And then they could still control it. I mean, she would be... But they could still write out that check.
I mean, I don't begrudge them because, obviously, imagine this as kids. Okay, mom's accused of killing dad. All right. You know, obviously, and by the way, there's some discussion of whether there's going to be a mental competence evaluation at some point, whether to proceed with the trial. So, you know, there may be issues, obviously, there that that we're not aware of. But we do know this. She's accused with accused of drugging and suffocating her husband. This happened February 3rd. She called the authorities. And we do know the kids have asked that the assets be frozen, but I agree with you. I think, you know, just common sense says, well, wait a minute, if there's a state of $2.3 million here and assets of $2.3 million, the taxpayers shouldn't be asked to help here. That's crazy. And I think your suggestion's a good one, Connie, because this sort of defies common sense, doesn't it? Connie, you still there? All right. Connie left us. I think she would agree with that. So it defies common sense.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
so.
Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in on these or any other topics today. What's somebody earlier called that wanted to talk about Kevin Cramer's vote, Congressman Cramer's vote last night on the debt ceiling? If you have an opinion on that, certainly you're welcome to give us a call back as well. Tim Lippert is here to talk about a project, product called OxyBlast that is on display here at the K-Fire Agri International Show. Tim, how are you?
I'm excellent. Good morning, Scott and Todd.
Morning.
What is OxyBlast?
OxyBlast is a unique formulated product that has a chemical base of hydrogen peroxide, which is probably been the most most well-known molecule on the planet. It's had hundreds of years of research, more so than any drug or chemical on Earth, I think. It comes down in every rainfall and every snowfall naturally. That's what gives us the beautiful smell in the air when you step out on your porch or your deck after a rainfall. And it's what I would say the good Lord disinfects the earth with to control fungus and bacteria and all the nasty bugs out there that we don't want to have in our life. So it's part of nature. But what we do is we just take a good thing, make it a little better so that we can use it for cleaning up our water in our water wells and in our water delivery systems. There's a lot of people out there that have maybe some iron slime or manganese, or they've got iron bacteria or rotten egg smells from the hydrogen sulfide, or there's a whole litany of problems that people have with water. And I know people in North Dakota have their share of issues. If you have a private well, or if you have even city water where you don't really appreciate the chlorine that's added and you'd like to eliminate that, our product metered in actually dissipates, eliminates the chlorine, so you can get that out of your life and clean up a lot of problems that come with our natural water. But the OxyBlast is a solution that is concentrated hydrogen peroxide, either in 34 or 50%. It's put in a jug. You can meter it into your, have it right in your own basement or in your own well, right down the well if you'd like. And it disinfects and it cleans up a lot of problems. Oxidizes a lot of the minerals that are causing issues with our water. And water's pretty important. I mean, other than air, I think that's probably the number two thing that goes into your body and every cell of your body.
How much of it do I need to fix a problem? How do you add it to the water, and how much does it take?
Everybody's water is a little bit different, so we use a little science when we go at this to solve the problem. We usually like to start with a water test to begin with, to identify what the conductivity is, what the pH of the water, what minerals are there specifically that we want to deal with, and then we can make a professional recommendation to the homeowner or to the rancher or farmer to identify what's really going on and what solutions are necessary to take care of the problem.
And in most cases, what the average problem, what does it cost to fix it?
To have a simple metering pump installed, if they want to do the work themselves, it only takes an hour or two to install it, so the equipment is very reliable, and it's very inexpensive. Usually about, say $625 will get them the metering pump and the installation kit that they need to put it in. If you're not handy with a wrench, maybe you want to have a professional installer come into your home or into your property, install it. They usually can be in and out within 2 hours' time. They're going to charge you a little extra for their time and labor or mileage.
Sure.
But compared to most people's other alternatives, let's say in the water conditioning business, sometimes you get into thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment that sometimes still doesn't take care of your problems. And so this is it's got a nice green appeal because when it's done doing what it does in the water, it breaks down into nothing but water and oxygen. So it's got a nice organic appeal. Even if you're a rancher and you're selling milk or a farmer selling with dairy cows or beef cow calf or doesn't matter what kind of operation, we find that not only cleans up water, but it helps eliminate a lot of health issues, that the lateral transmission of disease at water tanks and drinkers. So there's a lot of benefit that goes into the agricultural area to stimulate production and to avoid disease.
OxyBlast is the product. How do we find out more about it?
Well, we're right down here at the show. We had a great turnout yesterday. A lot of people have expressed interest in using our product to solve their water problems. We're down in the main hall. Baybrook Solutions is our booth. If you can't make it down to the show, you can contact our local dealer, David Berg. He's from Mandan, North Dakota. We hope to be down here at the show every year in the future. But for right now, the phone number is 701-226-1318. That's David Berg out of Mandan, North Dakota. He can take care of you. He has all the parts and pieces and the know-how to answer your questions.
And Baybrook is the sign to look for when you come to the show today in the main arena floor.
Baybrook Solutions or the OxyBlast banner.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim Lippert with a neat product there. And there's lots of neat products here and lots of fun displays to check out at the Agri International Show. It goes till 5 today, so still time to come out. And if you wave nice at Todd and smile, he'll give you one of those coffee mugs. And there's a few left here, so come on by and get yourself one of those free mugs. Tim, we have one for you.
Wonderful.
And the OxyBlast team.
Now, I don't have the stuff you put in the mug because different people like to put different stuff in the mug.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
That one you're on your own. But
some people have suggested some other things to go in there today. But, yeah, good to see you, Tim. Thank you very much.
I'm not arguing with those suggestions at all.
No,
I'm not disagreeing with those at all.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Some more of your comments on this wealthy North Dakota murder suspect that's getting a public defender. We're paying for it, folks. Her son, says Sherry, asked the court to freeze assets so those were jointly held with her husband. Not sure what the North Dakota law is, but I'd guess that if convicted, she'd not be able to inherit, although some of those were joint accounts. Point being that you would leave her indigent, but has a constitutional right to representation, so of course she should be appointed a public defender. Okay, well, that's the other side of this. So legally, I guess she's, doesn't have any money, right, because they've taken all this. But we know that the assets have been frozen. I again, can't a judge go...
She has money, she just can't legally access it.
Can't the judge go, all right, you're paying for your own defense and everything else...
I know a judge I'd ask.
...can be frozen. I don't get it. Unbelievable. Anyway, we're talking about this and more when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, Bob Weefald, when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Here it is, the final week before Christmas. Have you found that perfect gift? Max can help. The Christmas sale is in progress now. Find an SK 7-piece screwdriver set or a 2-piece locking plier set for only $19.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is our toll-free telephone number. We'll be talking about the USS North Dakota in just a moment here. And a historic day, a historic time, really, for North Dakota 2014 with the commissioning of the USS North Dakota. Judge Weefall will join us in a moment. Share of that effort, USSND.com, for more. And
there may be one other question that happens to pop up in that conversation.
I know you want to ask
since
the judge.
He's a retired judge.
Exactly. We'll have him. We'll use his legal prowess for free here on the program to talk about that story up at Findlay as well. But before we do that, we want to chat with Dusty from Open Road Honda, who's with us here today, one of the exhibitors at the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show. Dusty, how are you?
I'm doing great today, sir.
So tell me, what's the hot seller right now with these wonderful four wheelers that Honda's selling?
Well, of the Honda four wheelers right now, the thing that is very, very popular is the Pioneer. That's our side-by-side, and the side-by-sides have kind of gained some momentum with us over the last couple years. We had what was called the Big Red. That got replaced by the Pioneer this fall, and the Pioneer is kind of unique in the fact that we have a two-seater, or we have a four-seater, where the seats actually pop up out of the box. It's what's called a convertible, or you can convert it to just a dump box, but it's on the same wheelbase as the other unit, but they've been very, very popular. Honda's been very backlogged on it, but we're starting to catch up here finally. And then, of course, our four wheelers are kind of the rancher's choice around here because they're a tough machine, simple, but they do the work.
Two, three, or four seats with the, as you mentioned, the convertible seating on the Pioneer 4, and what kind of price range with the different options are there?
The price range on those, they start out at, just for the two-seaters, we sell those for right around $11,300. The four-seaters, we sell those, the two-seaters sell right around $10,300, and the four-seaters, we sell those for $11,999 is what we sell those for. And then when you put the cabs on them, you know, you're adding about a cab and a heater and the wiper and everything. That's about another $4,000, and then you always have the option of putting tracks on them if you need that, or a plow and a winch package and those kind of things.
By the way, I bought a raffle ticket yesterday from the FFA kids that are raffling off a bunch of things, including a Honda four-wheeler.
Including a Honda four-wheeler. I bought one myself when the young man came around.
So. Exactly right. And, of course, it came from Open Road Honda, 4120 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Stop and see him there. Online at openroad-honda.com, or best thing to do would be to come by before 5 today right here at the Agri International Show. Where do they find you here?
We're at the show. We're right in the middle. We have a display that cuts across two aisles there. We're easy to find, and we're easy to work with.
Sounds good. Good to see you, Dusty.
Thank you, guys.
Dusty from Open Road Honda with us today on What's on Your Mind. Bob, we fall in here next to chat about the USS North Dakota project. And any questions or comments you have for the judge, you're certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us your questions or comments by going online and simply emailing us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com is that telephone number. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. The email address, rather, and the phone number, 800-228-0550. You can tell I'm stalling because I'm trying to get Bob Weefold in place. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Scott, how are you today?
Wonderful. Good to see you.
Is this mic working?
It's working loud and clear.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, I'm working loud and clear. We can hear you.
I'm here today to close the deal.
We need to close the deal on this USS North
Absolutely.
Dakota party, don't we?
Because yeah, we do.
It's, there's a It's February, and I know folks see this as May and a long time off, but it's going to be here before we know it.
That's exactly right. You know, we've been talking about this for over a month now. We have some commercials running. People know about this. People are hearing about it. And I'm starting to see some checks coming in, I believe, from people in your radio audience. But I know there's a lot of people out there who really are excited about this and want to do something. And they think, well, you know, when... No, now's the time to do it. This is when we want the checks sent in, because this is when we need them. So we've collected quite a bit of money so far. I think we're at least about $50,000 right now. We're getting really good support. I've got American Legion Post. You know, there's 250 in the state. I've got 25 of those that sent in contributions so far. I've got one VFW post, three AMVET post. So people are responding. We've got a lot of individual donors at all levels. And it's just great. But those people out there in your audience been hearing about this, and they know they want to do this. They really want to give us $100 or $5,000, and that's what we want. But now's the time to do it. So take that check you got, write it out, payable to BMCF-USSND, mail it to P.O. Box 1675 Bismarck 58502, and we'll get your name in the Christian book. Now, I know there's people out there that can write the big check, and I know you got people in your audience that are doing that. If you people out there that can sit down and write these checks for $5,000, if you want me to come out and talk to you, get some of you together, I'll come on and brief you on this whole thing and talk to you about it, I'd love to do that. I know you can do this.
A little house party or service club or coffee group, whatever.
Little house party. Get your friends together. I mean, because I know there are people, particularly in the western part of the state, that are getting money that's sort of a gift from God, a bonus that they've never expected before. And I know they want to share it. And this is a good thing to do. So
I know Bob is gracious about this. He doesn't like to, you know, talk about his service to this country. But I think it's a great thing for us that have not served to do it as a way of a thank you to veterans that have served. And we all know a vet. We don't very often take the time to go out of our way to say thank you or do something special. This is a really neat way to do that. We've had a lot of folks call and say, hey, can I put a name of a vet in the commissioning book as an example instead of mine?
And what we're doing is this. People have I've taken several donations where we do them in honor of or in memory of. And so I don't put the donor's name in there, but I put in memory of so-and-so or in honor of so-and-so. And that's a good way to get people memorialized and to pay tribute to those folks. You know, they're out there. These people can write these checks. People have been blessed. And this is the time to close the deal. We've been talking about this. I know in sales, you have to close the deal.
At some point, you got to get to the question.
I was talking to my daughter, Sarah. She's really smart. And she's a computer engineer for Rockwell Collins in Cedar Rapids. I said, Sarah, I got a problem. I need to raise $200,000. She said, Dad, it's very simple. I said, what is that? She said, just ask 2,000 of your closest friends for $100. Well, that's what I'm doing the radio here, because we've got a lot of people in this radio audience that really understand this project and know about it. And these are the people that can write the checks, so we need to have them do that. Folks out there, if you've got an inkling to do this, sit down today and write that check or put it out a note for yourself at the end of the month when you pay your bills to say, I am going to support this project. I'm going to write a check for $100. Or if you could do more, do more. And if you want to do the big money, the major donors, give me a call. I'll give you my number. It's 223-8975. You call me, and I will come out and meet you for a house party, a coffee party. I'll bring some slides up, some material out. We can sit down and watch a little video together. Get some folks together. You're out there. I know you are. Just get a hold of me. And we'll be happy to come out and personally visit with you about this.
Tell them your number again.
It's 223-8975. And if you're really on the mobile stuff, it's 595-2401. So call me. I will be happy to talk with you. And if it's a question of coming out to see you and talk to you and some of your friends about making a major donation to the USS North Dakota, I will be there, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
And we should also tell folks it's a tax-deductible donation because of the Bismarck Community Foundation,
it's
right?
It's Bismarck Band and Chamber Foundation. We decided not to reinvent the wheel and do all kinds of extra paperwork. That's silly. We're working right through the Chamber Foundation. USSND, we're like a subcommittee of it in terms of collecting money and paying it out. And it's going very well. Right now,
there's lots of folks with a tax problem in our audience, right? Because, you know, times are good in a lot of quarters of North Dakota.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this can help with the tax man, too.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't view that as a problem. The fact that we have money to give is not a problem. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's
Amen.
A blessing. It's
yeah.
a blessing.
Amen.
And we should feel blessed that we've had this wonderful opportunity and all these gifts given to us and this bounty of things from the ground that we didn't pay a dime to put down there. We didn't put it down there, and it's coming out. And we ought to be grateful about that. We ought to share some of that, money. So, for me, it's the tax man. This what we have to pay taxes on is a blessing.
It is,
absolutely.
And let's talk about the big donors for a moment, because there's benefits that come. If you make a $5,000 donation, the actual ceremony itself in May is going to be an extraordinary event for the pride of North Dakota.
Well, let me tell you this: there's no benefits associated with anything. Everybody's welcome to come to the commissioning. Everybody who shows up will get a seat at the commission. Will be able to watch the whole thing. There's some events going on. They'll be able to participate in. But we do want people to help contribute to this and to help pay for it. If they don't pay for it, they're still welcome to come out and take part in it. You know, I put on this thing deliberately that you don't get any particular prizes. You know, like when they say if you donate X, you'll get a coffee cup or you'll get a pen and pencil set or you get chocolates or whatever. We're not giving out chocolates. We're not giving out pens and pencils. And the reason we're not doing that is because I always hate it when someone asks me, or an organization says, well, you can give us a gift of $100. I say, fine, I'll give them something. And then they send me a receipt for $96.34. Because they deduct from the gift the value of the coffee cup or the pen and pencil set they gave me, and I don't need that. I mean, I've got more coffee cups and pens and pencil sets and rulers than I can ever do with. I just want.
Well, then give me my coffee cup back. I gave you.
I use yours. I have it next to my desk. I go down to Come and Go, buy myself a cup of coffee, come back and sit at my desk and pour it into your coffee cup.
Okay.
The Todd Mitchell Radio God coffee cup, and I drink out of that one. Absolutely.
Darn right.
Yeah, I know when I'm better off. Absolutely.
But the events of the commissioning ceremony. I mean, as you say, everybody's welcome.
Yeah,
come out there.
Yeah, we're not selling anything. We're not selling anything. All we're giving people is an opportunity to show their pride in the great state of North Dakota, to show their patriotic fervor, to show the fact that they love this thing, that they understand that this is a great, great deal for the state of North Dakota. And it really is. This is a big, big deal. We haven't had a ship floating around the ocean for 91 years without the name of North Dakota. So it's been a long time, and it's our turn. And we've got the latest and best, greatest attack submarine in the world. It's going to leave the pier on May 31st with a full tank of gas, and it's going to operate for 33 years without ever refueling. The only limitation they have is whether the crew can stand it and eat. You know, they run out of food. That's the only limitation, because they make their own water. They make their own air. It's a great, great thing. And listen, we're going to be really, really proud to have USS North Dakota carrying the name of our great state through the world's oceans for the next 33 years. It's going to be a big, big deal. And we're not just going to forget about it. You know, we're talking about the money we raise. We're also not only just paying for the commission events, but we're putting some money in the bank so that we can have an ongoing, continuous relationship for the next 33 years. We want to bring members of the crew back when they get back in port. We want to bring them to events all over the state. And we want to be able to have such a good relationship that people from this area, well, who can pay their own way out, can go tour the submarine when they're in port. When they're in port, they'd love to see North Dakota.
Is that right? So even at the commissioning weekend, there's tours of the actual sub itself, huh?
Well, on the Friday, which is Friday the 30th of May, we're hoping to get as many people through the boat as possible. Now, it all depends on the needs of the Navy and all that kind of business, but the XO, Captain Gordon, the commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Lancaster, the XO, and Tim Preep, the chief of the boat, they all want to get people on board. So they're going to try to get organized tours through as best they can. But I can't, you know, I can't tell you today that, yeah, you come out, we're going to get you a tour. We're going to try to get tours, but nothing's locked in stone because, you know, it depends on what the Navy's doing. And, I, you know, as a sailor, it's needs of the Navy.
Exactly right. Hold that thought. More with Bob Weefald, USSND.com, by the way. Nice, easy way to donate, USSND.com. We'll continue with more of the conversation with Bob Weefeld on the USS North Dakota after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the K-Fire 550 Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center today. Come on by for those free mugs. Boy, they're getting down there, but there's still some for you here. I know he's got a little supply underneath the table there, so Mr. Mitchell will take care of with you. Free coffee mug today.
I didn't stock up for the Agri International.
Yeah,
free, our own show.
Free pie yesterday. That went in record time, 40 minutes. The mug's going out the door today. More with Bob Weefall in the moment from the USS North Dakota. If you have a question for Bob, by the way, about this awesome attack sub in the Navy's fleet that'll be commissioned in May, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. First, we want to chat with Christina Crane. Christina is with Plains Ag, Northern Plains Equipment Company here in Mandan. How are you, Christina?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. You got some beautiful red iron here at the show.
We do. We've got a few tractors out there. We've got a 600 quad and a 145 Puma CVT tractor with a loader and the brand new 105U Farmall.
Now, the quad track, let's talk about that a moment, because the benefits there are well known.
They are very well known. With the quad track, you know, it's far better than a two-belt tractor. Definitely less compaction. The end of the field turning, you aren't getting the birming, which is also a problem in the headlands. Excuse me. The it's also the with compared to triples, it has a lot more surface area, so you have less compaction, but you're also tucked in. Trying to get through a gate with triples, not easy.
Yeah, so how are they selling?
These are selling very well. The 600 is one of the biggest tractors out there. It's got a power bulge of about 669 horsepower, so you can pull your big 80-foot cedars, no problem, air tank all.
Wow. You heard about that power bulge there, Todd?
Yeah.
That's some serious power.
And that's not even the biggest. They're coming out with a 620 in June.
Of course they are.
And it's almost 700 horse.
And guess what? They're North Dakota made, too. They put them together.
They are in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, can't beat that. So yeah. Pretty cool to have the Case IH plant right there. I don't believe any other farm machinery can say they're North Dakota made, can they?
Not really. There are a few out there. I mean,
Bobcat, but yeah, that would be a little different than...
little bit. I don't think you can pull a cedar with Bobcat. You can try. Well, I'm sure there's somebody that has.
Yeah, exactly right. Christina, where do we find you at the show?
We are on the northwest end of the Civic Center. I mean, it's not hard to find us. Big red tractors, definitely.
Northern Plains Equipment Man Dan. Stop and see him at the show till 5 today. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Hand that back to Mr. Weefall there, and we'll continue our conversation here on What's on Your Mind in our final segment, live and direct today from the Ag International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center today. So, Bob, we need to close the deal here. We've been talking to folks a long time about the USS North Dakota. Here's what I think will seal the deal for folks.
Okay.
State pride.
Absolutely.
This is really about a love of North Dakota.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, the guy that ran the USS Missouri, he sent me an email and said, you know, we've raised all that money. We just sold state pride, and the bucks just came rolling in all over the place. And we're expecting that, too. This is a big thing for our state, and people are really proud of it. Get your name in the book, send me $100, send me $5,000. I'd love it all. Thanks a lot.
And this is the state's responsibility to properly send this ship to sea. That's the idea.
Absolutely. We asked for the name, we begged for it. It took a long time. They gave it to us. We've got to make certain this thing gets sent off appropriately. It's a big deal for us. It's a lot of pride in our state, and we're ready to show that pride by putting on a great commissioning ceremony.
And I love the fact that it's an attack sub.
Absolutely.
And this aggressive thing out there defending the greatest country on the face of the earth and with the latest technology. This is so cool.
You know, I was asking someone the other day, I said, do you know the names of our two greatest allies? And they said, well, you know, Great Britain. I said, no. The Atlantic and the Pacific are the two best allies we've had. Those things are keeping a lot of people from our shores. And I guarantee you, when the USS North Dakota is out there and the rest of the submarine force and the U.S. Navy, no one will travel on the waters of the oceans without our permission.
What is a Virginia-class sub?
Well, that's what North Dakota is. She's a Virginia class. She's the 11th of the Virginia class. This is the latest and greatest submarine. These have... one thing that's entirely different from the old submarines, they don't have periscopes anymore. No periscopes. They have what's called a photonics array that goes up with all kinds of sensors, radar, and infrared, and all kinds of stuff that I don't know about. It's digitally sent into the boat, and so they have a wide control room with about a dozen TV screens around. Everybody can see what's going on. They got a pilot and a co-pilot that sit in front with a little joystick like these kids play on the video games. That's how they drive the submarines, little joystick.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And what we want is as many North Dakotans as possible to see it commissioned firsthand.
Absolutely.
Witness history, first time in 104 years that's happened. It'll happen at the end of May. You can find all the details at ussnd.com, or grab a pen, because Bob in a moment is going to give you the address where you can send a check.
Absolutely.
Who you make the check payable to the Bismarck Mandan Foundation, that ultimately the Chambers Foundation will make it tax deductible. And you're willing to come out and talk to folks that are willing to consider donations at the $5,000 level.
Right. The major donors, you call me up, 223-8975, or my cell phone, 595-2401. I will come on and see you. Get your neighbors together.
One more time, really slow.
All right. 223-8975 or 595-2401. You get some neighbors together, I'll come on and see you.
And checks of $100 or more, get your name in the commissioning book in memory of someone, in honor of someone.
That's right.
Whatever you'd like to do in the commissioning book. And where do they send the checks?
They send the checks to Post Office Box, or you send them to USSND, P.O. Box 1675, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58502.
One more time.
Bismarck, P.O. Box 1675, Bismarck, North Dakota 58502. And the check is made out to BMCF for Bismarck Man and Chamber Foundation USSND.
It's a fabulous cause, folks. Find out more at ussnd.com, and we'll be doing a countdown to the commissioning and giving you lots of opportunities and updates about this wonderful event. Show your pride in North Dakota. Yeah.
Let's close the deal, folks. Write those checks. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good to see you, Bob. Bob Weefald, the chairman of the USS North Dakota Committee on What's on Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. We will see you tomorrow on Giving Hearts Day. A great day, plus Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefald on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.